With over 185 dead and an unknown number of casualties on January 20th, Nigeria saw one of its worst days of violence. Coordinated bomb blasts and gunshots, mostly targeting police stations and government offices, shattered Nigeria's northern city, Kano. Islamist radicals Boko Haram, which loosely translates Western education is sin, has claimed the responsibility for an escalating series of attacks, its bloodiest to date. According to Umar Abdul Mariga, the head of Red Cross Nigeria, the wreckage of the horrific attack still lies behind. What's the situation there right now?
The situation is calm now. What is happening? I know it's a commercial center, so many people were closing their businesses around 5 p.m. when the trouble started. The attackers succeeded in launching a coordinated attack in about 6 to 7 police stations. But at the end, they were overpowered. So by Saturday morning, everything was calm. But meanwhile, the only thing that is happening in Kano now is that there is growing tension as people are afraid of what may happen next. In fact, we sent out an alert to all our branches in the National Society. So all the volunteers are on standby to give first aid and psychological support and then evacuate victims, which is what we have done in Kano.
Nigeria is split between Christian and Muslim communities. Recently, the government has been criticized for failing to grasp the gravity of the crisis, and the worsening security problem has left some to question the government's actions. However, Dr. Jerry Ogokwe, the Nigerian representative to the United Nations and the Nigerian ambassador to Austria, ensures that the government is taking appropriate actions to control the situation.
I think government is doing everything within its powers.
What steps has government taken so far?
The government has changed the leadership of the Nigerian police to try to make it a little bit more vigilant and dynamic. The government has tightened borders.
How can Boko Haram be stopped and why hasn't they been stopped?
It's not an agency that is located somewhere. So the security agencies must be dynamic, and that's why Mr. President has made a few changes in the security. It is important. What we are doing is seeking the cooperation of one, international agencies, which we are all working with right now, and seeking the cooperation of the ordinary Nigerians. If we get people to supply more information, we will be able to be one step ahead of them. And the issue of this terrorist attack is very new to Nigeria. We are drawing experience from other countries that are more experienced. Also, the National Assembly recently passed an anti-terrorism bill, which has now been signed by the president into an act of parliament. So with that, it has become easier and possible to try them under the existing law.
Despite government's recent actions to stop Boko Haram, Nigerians are still skeptical for their safety. For Humber, etc., Samina Asha.